Topic 4.9 is to explain the importance of water and inorganic ions, nitrate, calcium ions and magnesium ions to plants. These are all absorbed in the plant roots. Roots are covered in root hairs. These hairs are extensions of the cell membranes, which has the function of increasing the surface area available for absorption. Compare this with the microvilli structures of intestinal cells, or the intestinal epithelium, which has similarly extended the cell membrane, admittedly over lots and lots of different structures. The substances that are absorbed from the soil can be moved through the roots and towards the xylem by three different pathways. There is the vacuolar pathway, where water is moving by osmosis across the vacuoles from the soil solution to the xylem. This is fairly slow, happening through the vacuoles. Osmosis is involved. In the symplast pathway, water moves through interconnected cytoplasm via plasmodesmata down a concentration gradient. There is no membrane, so strictly speaking, this isn't osmosis. The apoplast pathway is where water is pulled by cohesive attraction across adjacent cell walls. Now, this all works fine until you reach a substance called the Casparian strip. This is in the endodermis immediately surrounding the blood vessels. The Casparian strip is non-permeable. This means all water now has to pass through the cytoplasm, and that minerals may have to travel against a concentration gradient. This means active transport. The minerals that are needed, nitrate has a clear function in the synthesis of amino acids, of proteins. It's involved in DNA, it's involved in the chlorophyll molecule. So pretty much every metabolic reaction that takes place requires nitrate at some point in some form. This means that growth absolutely categorically requires nitrate. If you are nitrate deficient as a plant, you will not grow. You will not form much chlorophyll. You will be yellow and sickly and weedy. Calcium is needed to form calcium pectate. This is what's going to keep the cell walls together. Without this adhesive substance to keep the cell walls together, the plant is going to lose some structure. So it absolutely needs calcium. Magnesium is also to chlorophyll what iron is to hemoglobin. Magnesium is required for chlorophyll to function, therefore for photosynthesis to take place, for the plant to be able to synthesize its own sugars and then to be able to grow, it requires magnesium. Water is the medium for all metabolic activities. Plants require a fair amount of hydrostatic pressure to maintain their structure. And transpiration, the loss of water, is a real problem. Transpiration is the evaporation of water from the leaves. It is responsible for the uptake of water from the roots, since it is the cohesive attraction of the water molecules that is going to force the water from the roots up into the leaves. And pretty much that is everything that you have to worry about in terms of water and its properties and the minerals in plants.